U.S. Senator Joe Manchin says he'll speak with other members of the Senate Commerce Committee about crude-by-rail safety following last week's train derailment in Fayette County. During a conference call with reporters Monday, Manchin said he has no qualms about asking the Senate to conduct a full investigation into the incident. Manchin cited a U.S. Department of Transportation study that predicts up to 10 Bakken crude derailments each year, given the recent increase in shipments. He noted nearly 11,000 carloads were shipped in the country in 2009, and that figure increased to nearly 100,000 in just the first quarter of 2013. He says those figures are cause for concern regarding crude-by-rail safety.
I don't think it's acceptable to say you're doing everything possible to be safe, and I see what I saw in my state. So they can tell me all they want to, but you know, I want to see what progress and which direction, how quickly we're going to get there.
Manchin also says he sees both sides as to whether oil shipment data should be publicly released by the State Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. The U.S. Department of Transportation requires rail companies to file this information with state emergency officials. Manchin says he sees the potential for terrorist organizations to use this data, but also understands why homeowners who live near these shipments might also find them useful.
I believe the people that should know do know, and all the people that have been trained should be trained properly to handle whatever hazmat material we're moving through our state. And they should have all access to this. That's going to be a policy decision that the governor and legislatures are going to have to make in Charleston. And I can understand the logic in both degrees, both ways.
Some states have made this information public, although West Virginia officials have repeatedly declined to do so. The Federal Railroad Administration has said oil shipment data is neither security-sensitive nor proprietary. That agency is leading the investigation into last Monday's derailment. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich in Charleston.